Hey man, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. We talk about leadership in relationships. We talk about men leading the relationship, and in particular, we talk about there needs to be a healthy man for a healthy relationship. Why do you say that there needs to be a healthy man to lead the relationship, or for there to be a healthy relationship? Can't there be a healthy woman leading the relationship? And we'll say, yeah, of course there can be a healthy woman leading the relationship. The problem is that the healthy woman will not be attracted to the insecure man. So what we're really talking about here is security in yourself. That's the healthiness that we're talking about for men to have. And really, because if you're not secure in yourself, then you end up being insecure and getting triggered into emotional reactions, reacting in ways that you don't want to, and that triggers the insecurity in the other person. And so you just end up getting into this place of not really hearing what's going on with the other person, not really seeing what they're dealing with, but just reacting to the emotions that you're having inside, and those reactions just bouncing off the other person and the same thing happening on their side, and you never really hear what each other is saying. You end up just reacting to each other's insecurities. Essentially, you're just communicating from your insecurities all the time. When we talk about the man leading the relationship, we're really talking about him leading himself to being secure, to knowing his value in any situation, even in a difficult situation, even in confrontation, being able to stand solid on his 2 feet and know what he stands for, why he stands for it, you know, not get pushed around, not react emotionally. He can talk about his emotions, of course he can, but not to come from that place where, it's already come out before I've even had a chance to think about it. Not to have to shut down because I can't deal with this conversation, it's too emotional. I don't really understand it. But to be able to understand what's going on with me, what my emotions are, what I think about this situation, be able to communicate that clearly with the other person. So I'm being secure in me, I'm taking full responsibility for my experience, what's happening in this conversation, in this relationship. I'm taking full responsibility for that, and I'm able to communicate, this is what I think, this is my stance, this is what I'm okay with, this is what I'm not okay with, and essentially, this is where I would like to take us. Being able to say, I want to take us in this direction. This is what I want. Sometimes you might have to say, this is what I want, and you don't know what the other person is going to do with that. They don't know how they're going to react to it. But being okay with that uncertainty, because you're secure in your own ability to be able to respond to the change in circumstance. So I say what I want, you respond in a certain way, and I can then have another opportunity again to say what I want, to respond to this situation. Now it's slightly different, in a different way. So we're talking about being a healthy man is being a secure man, because if you're secure, then the other person doesn't get triggered into their insecurities, and so they're able to come down into that secure place, and from that secure place where they're not worried about the relationship things melting down into separation or divorce or whatever, but just seeing that you're okay no matter what's going on with the other person, even though they're going through something difficult and it's coming in your direction, you stay consistent, you stay solid, you stay grounded. That means the other person can relax, take a breath, and actually let go of some of their own emotions, some of their own insecurities. And from that place, when you're both into calmer emotions, well, now you can have a conversation, now you can maybe move things forward. But if you don't know how to stay secure, if you don't know how to stay safely in your own value, then you're going to struggle in your relationship to be able to have conversations and to treat each other in a way that is positive and proactive. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Being able to lead the relationship means being secure in yourself first, okay? If you don't know what being secure in yourself means, I mean, that's essentially what we do with guys, is we get you so secure in yourself that you're able to know completely what it is that you want to create in your life and in your relationship, and be totally unafraid of saying exactly what that is, even in a difficult situation. Totally unafraid of owning what it is that you want to have in your relationship. Would love to help you guys get through this at some point. Get in touch, come to the website, Good Guys to Great Men. We'd love to help you through this. Take care, guys.